Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it ever okay to send back food? If you found a hair on your food, would you send it back? 314-531-9898. We were all out to breakfast with the boss. Treated us to a nice little breakfast for the Brett Mackey show. And we're all out together. And it was actually our boss who looks down and goes, I don't know. I think there might be a hair on your eggs, Brett. And it turned into this huge debate on whether I should send the eggs back or not. AB goes, you eat around that hair. You just toss that hair to the side. And she even said, I quote, I'm not a what?
I don't know what I say.
I'm not a Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
And Hannah goes, no, you send those eggs back.
Immediately send it back.
I thought it was funny because everyone else was eating and Brett was just kind of sitting there staring at it. And I was like, what are you waiting for? And he was like, well, I have to send it back. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, that's crazy. Like, I thought you were insane.
To send it back for a hair.
Yes, I would have just taken the little piece of hair off and eaten it.
Here's where I'm at with the egg situation, because I had to make a decision. And I didn't know if I was low-key going to be bullied by AB for a judgment. Or I was going to be judged by someone like Hannah, who would be like, that's disgusting. I can't believe you're eating your egg still. So I had to make a choice. I thought and think still to this day, or at least telling myself, you know, eggs get like stringy when like you cook them, like you fry an egg and they're over easy eggs. I think it wasn't a hair when I looked at it and it was like the strings on like the edges of an egg. That's what I think it was.
That's right.
It could be that exactly. Or it could be someone's like sweaty chin hair.
Yep, because it's not a lie if you believe it.
True.
You guys think it was a hair, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm looking at the room now.
It was like curly kind of.
Yeah.
So you think it was a hair?
I think it was a hair.
All three of you were... I said it was a string thing, and you guys are like, yeah, whatever you need to do, just eat it.
Yeah, but I respect your move, because you cut around it, and you ate around it. So that way, if it was a hair, you didn't eat the hair.
I'm not taking the risk. Send it back.
Is it okay to send it back? You wouldn't send it back, and that's it. If it was a hair, I would have sent it back. I don't think it... Apparently,
Brett, we're telling you it was a hair. You ate a hair.
No, I did not. I think it's okay to send food back if there's a hair. AB, you don't think it's ever okay to send food back?
I have sent food back once in my entire life.
What was it?
Because I got a burger and it was completely raw. And so I had to go to the waitress.
Eat around it.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be this person, but my burger is raw.
No, eat around it. What do they do? How do people do? They eat the raw beef. What is that called?
I'm not about to start doing that.
Yeah, people do
go
that.
Go carnivore.
Yeah, that's like a thing. Like people do. They eat raw meat.
But I forgot what it's called. I've gotten food in my dish. I've gotten just things that don't look good at all, and I've never sent it back. I'll just kind of like eat what looks good.
That's just sad. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm sending it back.
You send it back.
They're going to spit in Hannah's food.
That's fine.
Or they're just going to take it and go...
Yeah. Blow it up?
Yeah.
Just blow it off.
314-531-9898. Should you send food back ever? Is that a rule? If you got a hair in your food, whose responsibility do they owe you to take care of it? What would you do if you found a hair in your food and Have you ever had to send food back? I love that new Gracie Abrams on the Brett Mangas Show. We are commercial free. If you found a hair in your food, would you send it back? 314-531-9898. I'm not sure if mine was a hair. I don't think it was.
Mm.
I had ordered eggs for breakfast. You know how eggs get like those stringy parts, you know, like if you like fry an egg.
That's what black I think. And curly?
It was not a hair. But when we did see it, Hannah was like, send it back. Don't even take chances. You got to send it back. And AB said,
you have a life to live for.
Yeah. Right. AB's like, you send it back. I will judge you. She looked at me with the most judging eyes. Like, are you seriously going to send it back? That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Is it rude to send food back?
It's rude to have a cook serve you a food with hair in it.
314-531-9898. Do you think it's rude to send food back?
We got a text. It says, AB, think of head lice. Think of how long ago they have washed their hair. Think of the different hair products they've used. Three different things. That's totally disgusting. Christy also texted in.
No, I'm freaking out. No, I'm freaked out.
Yeah, I know. You should.
So what about...
Just take out the hair, though. I'm not telling you eat the hair.
Well, that's good. Thanks for that advice.
Yeah.
I still feel like if it's on your food, you're like...
Contaminated.
Yeah.
Christy texted in and said, if I found even my own hair in food I cooked, I couldn't eat it anymore. Yes, absolutely send it back.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's see. Becca, you had this happen to you, but it wasn't a hair. What did you find in your food?
A fake nail.
Ooh.
AB, are you going to eat the fake nail? You just make a little extra crunch on your sandwich?
Obviously, I'm not going to eat it. I'm trying to think if I would send that back.
Oh, no, that's so rude. That's insane. Yeah, that's crazy. So just take it out.
Yeah. That feels different to me.
Shut up!
How? No, I don't know.
How is a fake...
Cancel AB.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
What did you do, Becca?
Well, I was 10 at the time, and my mom insisted on sending it back. She was like, "But we're not having that. That's, no, gross, ew."
Yeah, AB's like, if you find a finger in your sandwich, just move it to the side.
I'm leaning
it.
Toward you send that back. I don't know why.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
This hypocrite. Oh, my God. Laura, what do you do if you find a hair in your food?
I think that there are a lot of depending factors on this. So,
okay.
Like, if it is
like
in
how
your
sexy
food
the cook like is, like you like
in,
go back and.
If it's tangled in the eggs, then that's disgusting. But okay. If you can just like pull it off.
I was able to just pull it off.
Yeah, it was just like laying on top.
Yeah, just
contaminating
pull it, off
it. Ew, pull it out. What if it's long? Yeah.
What'd you say, Laura?
If it's long and it's in your soup, yeah, it's gross. No.
But if it's just like on top of the bread, on top of the pizza, just move, flick it off and keep going?
Flick it off and keep going.
Yeah, if it's long and in your soup, completely different story.
My mother-in-law talks about her favorite pizza place is, she has like one of my favorite pizza places. I just love it so much. She said she found a fly on top of her pizza. She goes, I loved it so much. I flicked that fly off and just bit right
flies
into it.
Flies land on your food all the time.
Yeah. That's different. I think an insect's a little different. I think a hair, you got to send it back.
We draw the line at insects? Man, and fingernails. But oh, hairs we're okay with. I'm confused. We are still commercial free, by the way. It's Y98 St. Louis.